from KSRO, KSRO.com, and the KSRO app, available for download at the App Store and Google Play. This is continuing coverage of the coronavirus emergency.
Good afternoon and welcome back to our continuing coverage of COVID-19 pandemic and how it impacts us here in Sonoma County. And now joining us on the KSRO live line is 5th District Sonoma County Supervisor Linda Hopkins. Thank you so much for joining us, Supervisor.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
So tell us a little bit about how things are going with the supervisors and how you are helping to sort of manage the emergency situation that we find ourselves in right now. Let's talk specifically a little bit about sort of loosening restrictions and what that might look like for businesses and giving them a chance to at least partially reopen.
Yeah, so, you know, I feel very lucky that Dr. Mace has been very communicative with the board and, you know, sort of sharing with us her thoughts on the process and also accepting feedback that we are sharing from the broader community. I know that a lot of people are suffering tremendous financial strain out there, and I really don't want to minimize the pain that they are feeling. But the good news is that we are flattening the curve. You know, we are seeing the results of our very aggressive shelter in place to the point that Dr. Mace feels comfortable looking at some kind of a slightly loosened restriction. You know, ultimately, we are held to a ceiling of how loose we can go by the state, because the governor did issue his executive order, you know, identifying which businesses are essential and which businesses are non-essential. Mm-hmm. And so we can't be more liberal than that, right? We can't be more sort of relaxed than that when it comes to our own local shelter-in-place order. But you will see in this new order that we're expecting to be released Tuesday that we're kind of more closely aligning ourselves with the state order. So there will be a little bit of relaxation, particularly as it pertains to the construction industry. And then you'll also see on the park side of things a little bit of an opportunity for us to be able to get out and stretch our legs in our local neighborhood parks.
Okay. And how often are you looking and reevaluating sort of what the shelter-in-place orders contain? I mean, is it a day-by-day basis kind of a thing?
Absolutely. It is constant. And actually, last Wednesday, we were given a presentation by Dr. Mace, you know, internally that tracked Sonoma County as it pertains to the governor's 6 criteria for when you can actually reopen your businesses. And so, you know, kind of assigning, are we green, are we yellow, are we red, using the best, most recently available data, you know, what's our testing capacity? We really want to get to the point where we are able to test about 800 people per day, mm-hmm. and that will really allow us to aggressively target and then quarantine and isolate any new cases that we see in the community. And we're not quite at that 800 tests per day. The drive-through testing this weekend is a great, you know, stepping up of capacity. We're also going to be announcing in the next couple of days, hopefully, an exciting partnership with the state to increase testing capacity in our area. So we are just kind of all systems go constantly trying to make sure that we have what we need to get to that place where we'll be able to reopen some people for business. But again, we have to wait to get the green light from the state because their shelter-in-place order is still in effect. Even if we removed our shelter-in-place order tomorrow, which is obviously not happening, the state has a final say in terms of when business resumes.
And is, well, obviously they're the umbrella, but is there any sort of, well, I guess I'm answering my own question, that we really can't, even though we might be a more agricultural kind of area, we're spread out a little bit further in terms of our population, not quite as dense as places like Southern California, but still the state order sort of supersedes whatever we might be wanting to do here locally.
Yeah, but I have also been on the phone pretty much daily with state representatives sort of sharing, you know, some of the thoughts that I'm hearing in the community. And a lot of people are saying, you know, is there an opportunity for a little bit more of a localized plan? And David Rabbit and I have been the liaisons on the Board of Supervisors to the business community. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we're hearing a lot about the struggles of our small business members in the community right now. And so a lot of them are saying, you know, could we go to more of a risk-based approach? As opposed to just an essential versus non-essential business classification that would allow, you know, non-essential but extremely low-risk businesses, something like floral delivery, you know, for Mother's Day. It doesn't really, you don't even have to come into contact with anyone to drop off a bouquet of flowers at someone's doorstep. Right. Something like mobile dog grooming, where you could let your dog out into the yard and the dog groomer could pick the dog up, you know, and use their little van and then, you know, deliver them back to your yard, and you'd actually have no person-to-person contact. So there are some instances of businesses that are currently classified non-essential by the state order, but that, you know, a lot of just sort of common sense says this would be a fairly low-risk business to mm-hmm. operate, and at least it would give the people who are engaged in that business, you know, their jobs back. And in the case of a flower delivery, you're actually, you know, employing the person who's growing the flowers, the person who's arranging the flowers, and then the person who's delivering flowers. So that could actually, even though it seems like a small thing, can actually really help get the economy going again.
Right. And is the county providing small business owners, locally owned businesses who might be able to reopen as things are relaxed just a bit, with some guidance as to how they need to alter things in order to maintain safety for themselves and for the public?
This is a great question. And actually, we've been working very closely with our Economic Development Board Director, Sheba Pearson-Whitley, and she's going to be standing up an economic recovery task force. Comprised of business leaders from all around the county who can then go and liaison with specific industries to do exactly that. We want to make sure that we're not waiting to develop best management practices for reopening. We know that we can't reopen tomorrow, right? We know that we can't reopen the day after that. But when the time comes, we want to make sure that we have all the tools in our toolbox so that we're ready to jump across that starting line as soon as the door is open, and to do so in a really safe way. So we're starting to think about what could those best management practices, how can we step up hygiene and sanitation? How can we advise those small businesses on effective social distancing protocols? What kinds of other measures can we put in place? You know, is it to the point where every time someone walks into an office, they have to have their temperature taken? That's actually the case that the majority of doctor's offices that I've heard of already in Sonoma County are implementing those kinds of measures just to make sure that people are less likely to be sick when they walk in that door.
Right, right. And it's been actually very inspiring to see the businesses that are open, how much they're doing to follow as many sanitary practices as they can, the way that they've put up signs, things on the floors so that, you know, it's very clear where you're supposed to be to keep your distance away from other people. So I really think that, you know, making sure that our local businesses who maybe haven't been able to open yet, but are the kind of businesses that potentially could, if they put these things in place, that they're given the tools and the means and the information so that they can make those changes too.
Absolutely. And you don't want every single small business owner to have to reinvent the wheel, right?
Right.
You can come up with a set of guidelines of best management practices that they can then adapt and apply to their own business so they don't have to be sitting there trying to, you know, think about how are they going to keep their customers safe. And I've been so impressed with the way the business community has stepped up. I actually was at Andy's little grocery store on 116 out in West County just this morning. And, you know, as you come in, that you can only go in one way, and they have someone there greeting you and offering you free gloves that you can put on, you know, a whole bunch of hand sanitizer. They sanitize each and every cart as it comes back in. Mm-hmm. So that when you pick up your cart, it's been cleaned. You see the cashiers, you know, wiping everything down in between each customer. And then there's, you know, clearly demarcated, this is the 6 feet box, right? Don't come within the 6 feet without being called upon. So people are taking it very seriously. And I think that that's one of the great things, is that our business owners, they care about the health of their employees. They care about the health of their customers. They want to do the right thing, right? We just need to give them the toolkit so that when they're able to reopen, that they're ready to go and jump on that.
And then finally, I do want to ask you about mental health here in Sonoma County, and if there's been any new developments to help people as we're all sort of struggling to get through our new normal.
Yes. And, you know, something that's very exciting is that we do actually have a warm line available now, and it's open actually 7 days a week. And this is the kind of thing where if you're feeling anxious or if you're feeling stressed, you can just call the phone number and talk to somebody. You know, the longer that we have to self-isolate, the more stressful this is going to be for our entire community. And I think that, you know, the presence of the warm line is really going to provide people a bit of a lifeline. We have some folks who are completely socially isolated right now, and hopefully this will help. So the phone number is 565-2652, and it's open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and it's for anyone who's experiencing any kind of emotional stress or anxiety. And if, you know, if you call that warm line and it seems that your problem is so substantial that, you know, you need further resources, they can also make referrals. So it's a great resource for our community at a time when I know that a lot of people are really struggling, because we don't have, unfortunately, an end date to the shelter in place, right? The state order doesn't have an end date, and we don't know when our lives will get back to some semblance of normal. So as we all bear the weight of that emotional stress, I would really encourage people to seek help if they need it. So again, it's 565-2652, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., 7 days a week. And we also have service in Spanish available, and telephone interpretation for other languages as well.
All right. And we will post that up at ksro.com along with a copy of this interview. And is that information then also available at socoemergency.org?
Absolutely. That is the best place to go for all of our different resources. And it's actually right on the front page. If you pull it up right now on the right-hand side, you've got 211, the Virtual Local Assistance Center, and the Sonoma County Warm Line. So those are all great places to go. And I will mention that, you know, we're working continuously to update the Virtual Local Assistance Center sort of assistance links. And we're also working to stand up a Small Business Recovery Center through our Economic Development Board. So stay tuned for some more exciting announcements, hopefully for small business owners.
Yeah, yeah, it's needed because we do want to be ready. When it's time to open, people want to be ready. So if there's any preparations we can be making now, that's a good thing. And also gives you something to do, right?
Yes.
We appreciate you taking some time on Sunday to talk with us. Thank you so much.
Of course. Thanks. Take care.
That is Supervisor Linda Hopkins. You can find out more information at socoemergency.org. I'm Michelle Marquis, and thank you so much for listening to our continuing coverage of the coronavirus pandemic and how it impacts our lives here in Sonoma County. And further information, of course, can be found on our website at ksro.com. You can also go to the county website, which is socoemergency.org.